Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Federal Court of Appeals regarding the Kentucky case involving Kim Davis has now dismissed the pending appeal against the former governor of Kentucky. Why? Because the current governor, Matt Bevin, has signed into law a bill that ultimately protects religious freedom of not only Kim Davis, but the other clerks throughout Kentucky. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt and Holly, this is a good development, frankly, because from the very beginning, Kim Davis did not want to have her name or her authority or title on the marriage license, and thus to issue a marriage license that is contrary to God's definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. That's what we fought for. That's what we litigated for. That's what this case ultimately reached the headlines about. And she spent time in jail because neither the federal judge nor the then governor or then attorney general were willing to accommodate her. The good news is that the Kentucky legislature got involved after the election of a new governor, Matt Bevin, and he has now signed a bill into law that says that the clerks in Kentucky do not have to have their names or title or authority on any marriage licenses whatsoever. Consequently, the Federal Court of Appeals found that the case was moot. We had actually achieved our goal, and they dismissed the pending appeal.
Yeah, the bottom line here, Matt, is Kim Davis wins. The ACLU and anti-Christian homosexual activist groups lose. That's it. Kim Davis has had full victory here. And we need to be clear so people don't misunderstand. We're not saying that we're throwing in the towel and giving up the fight to preserve natural marriage as between a man and a woman. That fight will continue. Right. We seek to undo the deconstruction of the institution of marriage, the fundamental cornerstone of any healthy society. What five Supreme Court justices, five attorneys in Washington, D.C. arbitrarily did and presuming to redefine God's definition of marriage, that fight will continue. But the religious liberty side of things here, at least in Kentucky, the victory is ours. Victory is Kim's. Victory is for all of the clerks and government officials and folks there in Kentucky. Preserve the reality that marriage is between a man and a woman and refuse to disobey God and violate their conscience and in their official capacity or otherwise pretend that marriage is anything else.
You know, I love the fact that the bill was passed in the state house with a 97-0 vote and in the state senate to a 36-0 vote.
So it was unanimous among Republicans and Democrats.
So it's not only a long, hard fight, but it was an overwhelmingly wonderful, unanimous votes there.
You know, that's amazing. This is in a state that has, it's controlled, the legislature, by Republicans. Now you've got a Republican governor. However, there's lots of Democrats on the House and Senate, obviously. And they have, you know, it's an amazing thing to see bipartisan effort coming together when we have so much rancor among the parties today. But what they united around is this religious freedom right of Kim Davis and the other clerks. Why would you want to force someone to violate their conscience? Why would you want to force a photographer, for example, to photograph a KKK event? Why would you want to force a Jewish butcher, meat cutter, to cater a pork barbecue? Why would you want to do that when there's other alternatives? And in this particular case, the ACLU was wanting Kim Davis's name on that marriage certificate. They wanted her to violate her conscience. She would not do so. She was willing to spend time in jail, 6 days, 6 months, whatever. And as a result of this courageous woman's stand, it not only catapulted Governor Matt Bevin into office, but it united the legislature. They didn't want to see that happen again to anyone, and they came together and unanimously passed the bill. That is a significant event.
I think it's a great example that, you know, one person can make a difference.
Yeah.
One courageous woman who loves the Lord. She doesn't want any of this publicity. And if anything, she just wants to be at home with her husband and her dogs, you know, and do her job. But she is so obedient to the Lord, she will not violate her belief in the Lord and what he says about the sanctity of marriage. And so she stood up. You know, and she was willing to take so many hits. If you only knew all the abuse that she's taken, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. And we need to understand here, this case has set forth a series of events. I believe it is the catalyst. Now, there are other instances all around the country with the bakers and the florists and other individuals being persecuted for their faith and the ever-tolerant left trying to force them to violate their conscience. But we need to understand this case, I believe, was the catalyst in large part for these religious liberty laws that are being passed around the country. And more and more now, the pushback is tremendous. The radical homosexual activist has allied with Hollywood and others to try to intimidate and bully these states into not protecting our First Amendment guaranteed rights to religious free exercise. But North Carolina, Mississippi, and other states are passing comprehensive, maybe not comprehensive enough, but we're moving in the right direction in protecting the religious liberties of people like Kim Davis and others.
So Matt, what do you think the difference that we could make if each of us, as followers of Jesus Christ, would make a stand like this and say, we will not compromise our faith for whatever issue it is? What's the difference we could make in this country?
I think you can see what Kim Davis made. Mm-hmm. She not only made it throughout her entire state, a state in which she was born, and she's grown up in Rowan County. She's been a lifelong resident of that county, and her mother has been a resident of that county, and she's transformed the entire landscape in Kentucky. But she's not only transformed the landscape, her stand has rippled across the world. And here's an unlikely individual. This is a woman who 4.5 years before all this happened made a wreck of marriage, frankly. Mm-hmm. I should say 4.5 years before all this happened had her life changed. Before that, she had made a wreck of marriage. So she wasn't the ideal person. If you and I were going
Isn't that just like God, though?
Yeah, if you and I were going to select somebody, we'd select somebody who's pristine, a Billy Graham.
Look
you know,
at the Bible. That's
who's
what he
been,
does.
You know, married for however many years,
right.
50, 60 years, loving one another. That's the kind of... But no, God selected a woman who failed at marriage. She ultimately remarried one of her husbands and has been married to him for now 12, 14 years again. And 4.5 years before all this, her life was radically changed when she gave her life to Jesus Christ. And from that moment on, she has been a follower of Jesus. She loves Jesus. She will not disobey Jesus. And it didn't matter what you did to her, she was not going to be disloyal to the Lord who saved her life.
And isn't it just like God to use broken people like him, like me, like you, like others, and to use them? And we all saw a transformation occur in Kim. I mean, she already was in love with Jesus, loved the Lord, loved these homosexual activist couples that were coming in and trying to force her to put her name on their counterfeit gay marriage license. She loved them. She said, no, I will obey God. But I saw a transformation. God equipped her. She became, and she's a very, very intelligent woman, but she was poised, articulate, fearless. She handled some of the pushback from some media that I couldn't have done it. I mean, she handled it in a way with grace and style and an articulate, loving, but truthful way that was so impressive to behold. God was clearly behind Kim Davis throughout all of this.
And you know, the reason why is that she was centered in Jesus. That was her anchor, and nothing could move her. So for your question, Holly, that you asked, you know, if you're out there listening and you're thinking, I've made a wreck of my life, or who am I to be able to do something? Kim Davis was an unlikely candidate. God used her because she was faithful to him. Be faithful to Jesus Christ, be centered in him, and he will use you far above what you could imagine, ask, or think. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Oh, do we need more people like Kim Davis? Not Kim Davis. In fact, she would not even want us talking about her like that because she doesn't want to be the center of attention. Why? Because in her world, she's not the center of attention. Jesus is the center of her attention, and that's why she was able to weather this storm. Jesus will allow you, equip you, prepare you to weather any storm that comes your way. One of the most spiritual moments that Kim Davis remembers in her life is that first Thursday night in jail when she was there by herself, imprisoned for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this lady, because she stood for Jesus, has changed the landscape forever. For more information, visit lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and in your regular financial support. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.